This is the Voice of Literacy, where literacy researchers, teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers share and discuss how literacy research informs practice. Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forums. My name is Dr. Betsy Baker, Professor of Literacy Studies at the University of Missouri. This week, we hear from Dr. Chung, Assistant Professor of Educational Psychology and Educational Technology in the College of Education at Winona State University, as well as Dr. Duke, Associate Professor of Teacher Education and Educational Psychology at Michigan State University, where she also co-directs the Literacy Achievement Research Center. Our guests do research involving strategies readers use when reading online. Welcome, Dr. Chung.
Thank you.
Welcome, Dr. Duke.
Thank you.
First, Dr. Chung, tell us about yourself and how you got interested in the strategies that readers use when they're online.
As we know that the internet is a very different environment, reading environment from the printed text, and is a very challenging reading environment. I'm interested in how readers read in this environment, especially how good internet readers read and what strategies they apply in their reading. If we know how good readers read on the internet, we can teach less effective internet readers to read on the internet.
Now, Dr. Duke, maybe you could break down for us, what are we talking about when we're talking reading strategies?
When we talk about reading strategies, we're talking about the things that readers do to help them make meaning with text. So there are a wide variety of things we do. Sometimes we recognize that what we're reading isn't making sense to us, and we may use the strategy of rereading. We may use the strategy of reading ahead. Before we even start reading a text, we often use a strategy of previewing, sort of looking over the text and seeing how it's structured and whether or not it might meet our needs. We use strategies like asking ourselves questions as we read, applying or integrating our background knowledge as we read, and so on. So the term reading strategies refers to really all these different moves that readers make to help them make meaning with text.
And so your research is finding or arguing for that when we read online that there are some different strategies or the same strategies when you read offline. I guess, Dr. Chung, could we get back to you on it? So you're telling me there's different reading strategies online and offline?
First of all, the internet has unique features that might require different reading strategies. The unique features include that the internet provides readers with a larger reading space and gives readers more choices by way of hyperlinks. And also, there's a larger amount of information and a greater variety of information, including text, graphics, video clips, music, and so on, available on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So these unique features might make the internet a challenging reading environment, as I said. So this challenging reading environment requires different reading strategies.
Your article, Dr. Duke, says that there's a need for internet readers to alter their reading strategies based on the purpose of their reading. Can you talk more about that?
Exactly. This particular study examined the reading strategies that good internet readers use when they're reading for different purposes. So we looked at the strategies that they use when they're reading just to be entertained, sort of leisure reading, versus the strategies they use when they're reading to become more learned or more educated or informed about a topic in general. And then we also looked at the reading strategies that they use when they are reading to locate a very specific piece of information they're seeking. And we found that they use quite different strategies in those three different purposes or those three different contexts. Some strategies overlap, but many strategies are different. So what reading looks like for a good reader who's reading for entertainment looks quite different than when a good reader is reading the internet to locate information.
So now that you've done this work, Dr. Chung, what would you recommend to teachers? What does this mean for their instruction? They're helping kids become better readers.
I think teachers should give students experience reading the internet for different purposes, and also be clear about the purpose or purposes for which students are reading. and also recognize that students' comprehension processes should be somewhat different for different reading purposes.
So there's a sounds like a need for teachers really to even be aware that there are different strategies and to help kids
yes.
learn those strategies. Then what does this mean for parents? And parents see their kids are online at night. And what would I do as a parent knowing what you know?
For parents, I think as with teachers, they should provide their children with guided opportunities to read the internet for different purposes. Teach and model for them how to read the internet for different purposes. Help them develop the attitude that there is a wealth of valuable information on the internet as well as information to be wary of.
And so explain to me again, what are some of those purposes? Give me some examples of those purposes.
For example, I spend a lot of time reading on the internet. For example, if I want to bake a special kind of cake, I would search for recipes on the internet. That is the purpose of locating specific information. And when I feel sick, except for going to see a doctor, I would also go to the internet and acquire relevant and credible information. That is the purpose of acquiring general knowledge. When I have time to kill, I would browse the internet for fun. That is the purpose of being entertained. So there are three purposes.
And all those require different strategies. That's helpful to be aware of. Dr. Duke, do you have any final comments then on strategies readers use when reading online and what we still need to find out, what research you're doing now or next?
I think that one of the most important areas for future research is understanding more about how we can teach less effective internet readers to read more effectively and to use the strategies that are going to help them most and that are going to be appropriate to whatever internet reading purpose they're using. So I'm really interested in studies that look at specific instructional models and the impacts of those models on students' internet reading abilities. And there is some exciting work going on both in the U.S. and abroad in trying to do that. One project that I've been working on with Dr. Zhang is a project on how to teach students to evaluate websites as sources of information, so to use good strategies to see whether this is a trustworthy or a credible source of information, a particular website. Our approach is called www. Dot, and each letter in www.dot stands for something that the student should do when evaluating a website as a possible source of information. So, for example, W, they should think about who wrote the site. W, why did they write the site, and so on. So we looked at the impact of teaching this approach to fourth and fifth grade students and found that it did help raise their awareness that you can trust some sites on the internet and you can't trust others, and that you need to be careful to evaluate a site to decide how credible or trustworthy the information on that site is.
So this isn't something that kids just have already figured out on their own.
No, in fact, what we're seeing so far from research, for example, coming out of the New Literacies Group at University of Connecticut, is that on their own, students have a tendency to place a lot of trust in the information that they find on the internet, to believe pretty much anything they see or read on the internet as truth. So we have a lot of work to do to help students become more critical, more discerning consumers of web-based information.
Dr. Chung from Winona State University and Dr. Duke from Michigan State University, thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
You can find additional information about this research in the Journal of Literacy Research, Volume 40, Issue 1, which came out January 2008. Go to our website, voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Chung and Dr. Duke. You can also join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes. We invite you to peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests where you can post questions for those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.
This interview was recorded in the Sisselcast Studios at the University of Missouri-Columbia.